awkward pre-teen.
$150,000 in professional health and services a year. For more information, go to friendsforlife.ca.
Stranger.
All right, that was Talk Normal with In a Strange Land here on CITR's All Day, All Gay, 24 LGBTQ Voices.
Yeah!
And we're here with Lunch Lady, who you just heard perform in the studio. So that's your set, hey? All five songs.
We have
a new one on the way.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Coming soon.
Really excited.
In a venue near
you. It's about motherwort and other things.
What's motherwort?
Oh, Sersha?
It's an herb that is very helpful for when you're having some menstrual cramps.
Oh.
We thought we would write a song about it. So
we did.
It sounds like a herb that deserves a song.
Oh, definitely.
Many songs.
It's a deserving herbin. For sure.
Somebody's going on a slice of cake today. So.
All day cake day.
So how many shows has your band played?
If this counts, eight?
No,
seven?
More than that.
Eight?
No, eight. We counted after the last one. It was seven.
Oh, weird.
Seven,
I thought it was
seven.
More than that.
And we've existed since?
A year ago.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of.
And how old are you guys? You seem like you're kind of young.
I'm 19 years old.
Me as well.
And I'm 18, but I turned 19 on June 8th.
Oh,
happy birthday, Zoe.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. Maybe you guys should introduce yourselves. What are your names?
And
what do you play?
I'm Zoe, a.k.a. Sloppy Jane, and I play guitar and I do vocals.
I'm Sersha, and I play drums.
What's your lunch lady name?
My lunch lady name is Helen Goddamn.
Yes.
I'm Marita. I play bass, and sometimes I sing. And my name is Doris. Yeah.
Have you guys lunch played in any Doris. Other bands, or do you play any other bands?
Oh, let me tell you. Okay, so in high school, I had a made-up band, which was really mostly just a group of friends who sometimes played music together, and we were called Grizzly Machine, and we rocked. Sersha here might want to tell us about her.
No, that's all right. No.
Can I say it?
My troubled musical past. No.
Family band.
Come on, let's
Wild Times.
I'm in a family band. But you don't need to know what it's called or find any way of looking it up.
I think
but they're still the best.
Might need to know what it's called, probably. It's like
it might be called Duplex, perhaps.
It might be called
She was 11.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
They rule.
Cute is a word for it.
But not, what word would you use?
I feel like Go For It Awkward Preteen is mildly inspired by that time in my life, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's okay. Nice we all have... You know what? It could be worse. Like, my parents are totally non-musical. My mom, like, owns one CD and doesn't really care if it's playing or not. And, I know. My dad's into, like, some pretty sweet, like, British rock. But I don't know. If I talk to him about music, he's like, yeah, my friends all have bands, and I did the tech for them. And he did the light show, which was, like, food coloring, oil.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
which
good.
Is
that
cool.
Is neat.
It's pretty cool, but then it's pretty cool. But needless to say, I wasn't like jamming with them, or like there weren't any musical instruments in the house. So
it
could be worse, really. Mm-hmm. So what are the plans for you guys in the near future?
Oh man.
Well, I think we're going to go on tour soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a little baby tour. Mostly we just need to go visit our friends in Olympia, and so obviously we're going to play a show with them. And maybe it'll turn into a mini baby tour, or maybe a real live grown-up. Probably not. We don't have very much money. We have a band fund though, and it's growing every couple weeks. Maybe.
It's perhaps more than any of us individually have in our personal bank accounts.
This is true.
Is this band fund.
Yeah. That's all we have.
Not saying much.
No.
Who are your friends in Olympia? Are they a band?
Oh, they're actually from France, but they will be in Olympia. They're called Bit Part, and they're wonderful humans, and maybe even a better band, but probably not because it would be hard to top them.
Yeah.
As beings.
Oh, yeah. No, they're wonderful. Julie and Eric. They're the most fabulous people. And they're just huge comic book nerds that we hung out with in France who are like, oh, we're friends with Wolves in the Throne Room. We call them des loups dans les cerfs du tronc because that's French for that. and we're the greatest, and we love Olympia, like house show music. And then and now we get to meet them there. It's kind of crying.
Also,
we're really excited.
Yeah, you can tell how many times Zoe has said that story, because that's like the only thing she can say in French is "Delu dans la salle du tronc."
You say it very well.
Yeah,
thank you.
Have you been to Olympia before?
I have.
I also have.
I have not.
What did you guys do there?
I ate a vegan corn dog, and it was the best experience of my life.
I got a really nice raincoat from a secondhand store. It was plaid on the inside.
Nice.
I still have it. It's great.
But not on the outside?
No, on the outside, it's a raincoat.
Okay. that's exciting. So your mini tour would be further south than that, or you're just thinking?
I've got to organize that. We don't know. Hopefully, but possibly not.
Yeah.
Marita organizes everything in our band
and our lives.
Yeah.
You have to have a band organizer, I think. Yeah. Someone's got to do it. If more than one person tries to do it, it just gets
messy.
Yeah, it gets kind of confusing.
And Saoirse and I really like that about our dynamic.
It works.
Me too.
You just have to eat the cake and
show up.
Drink the motherwort.
Yeah.
Whatever you do. Do you drink it?
Party every day.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on it. Yeah.
All right. So are you recording or what about that? I noticed that there's not anything on the internet
except
one photograph.
Yeah. So. We want some thing on the internet, and then we want to make a physical thing that one could hold and then listen to. But that's what the band fund is for. And like we said, it's really small, so come to our shows and give us like so much money.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows coming?
Yeah, tomorrow. Oh my God.
Let's plug
this right
now. Playing
Saturday, June 2nd, tomorrow. Maybe, I don't know what time it is. Maybe it's already that date. Oh my God, it's so late. I should be in bed. Okay.
Oh, it is.
It's quarter after that
Perfect.
Date.
So we're playing with No Band and Kidnap Kids, both of whom I love. And it's $8 and it's all ages, but with bar. So if you're underage, don't drink it, because they'll get in trouble. And it's at a gallery on Hastings. I think it's 112 East Hastings. And it's because, okay, it's celebrating the transit of Venus. So if you're into astronomy and the universe, then maybe that would be very exciting. And if you're not, then just come and be a keener regardless.
Also, we're playing a show on the 16th, Saturday the 16th of June, which I'm really
excited
for.
With 360 Glen.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
With Love Cuts.
Ah!
And a Korean gut.
Yeah.
Bye.
We have really huge band crush, friend crushes on all of those. So we're so excited.
Everything's pretty much coming up roses for lunch, lady. Let's be honest here.
Looking good. Looking good. Okay, so you have brought some music for me to play.
That's true. Yeah.
So we have some Cub here, which to me, that's an interesting choice. Is this a family? Like, do you feel like this comes from your familial background? Like, how did you get into Cub? Because that seems like a little before you were born.
Yeah, that's just about when I was born.
Yeah.
My parents listened to Cub a lot when I was little, and then that was Marita and I, one of our first bonding moments over music, was like, you listen to Cub? How do you even know who they are? That's awesome. Let's be friends. So, yeah. And then when I heard about bringing in music for today, I thought about how we've been debating on whether or not, or how surf rock we are as a band. And I was like, well, Surfer Girl, we should probably play it. So, yeah.
There you go.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gay because it's girls singing about another girl.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they have a lot of fun.
They seemed kind of dykey.
Yeah, I think they may or may not have been. It's not my place to say, but
I don't
know
them. I always kind of got that vibe a little bit from them, I think. As we were talking about earlier with Loose Tights, you know, we're just trying to embrace the queer thing as opposed to, you know, labeling ourselves. So we're just going to go ahead and embrace the queer thing for them on their behalf.
Yes.
And
I'm sure they wouldn't mind.
I hope not. I think coming across, sending out dykey vibes is queer enough for me.
Dykey vibes will probably swing it here on the show. So So we're going to listen to, if I can remember which CD player I put it in, we're going to listen to Surfer Girl. Yay. By Cub.
And dance around.
Shut up. Cause I wanna cry.
All right, that was Love Cuts here at the CITR studios at beautiful UBC. You're listening to Rainbow 24 LGBTQ Voices here on 101.9 FM or CITR.ca. We're here with Lunch Lady and one of Loose Tights. How's it going, guys?
Yeah,
super
good.
Well. Great.
So why did you choose that last song by Love Cuts?
I just really like that song so much.
Is it the song or is it the person making the song that has compelled you in some strange way?
I really like all the individual members of Love Cuts. And the music that they make.
And they all have really cool jobs.
Cool jobs.
What are their jobs?
Okay, one works as, I think, okay, I might get this wrong, so they'll forgive me, because they're such good people. One is a support worker in an elementary school. Cool.
Tracy.
And I can imagine she's so good at it, because she has, like, bears on her sweaters, and shoes, and, like, cats all over her. It's so cool.
Shoes on her?
Not real ones. Drawings and stuff. And she's the friendliest. And then, okay, one also works in schools as a TOC.
Katie.
Yeah. And then, cool job. Did you know that this existed? A transcriber at, like, university classes? So she gets to sit in on classes, and while she's working, she's transcribing what they're saying for people who are hard of hearing and stuff. But it means that she's, like, basically taken an animation degree. Why am I talking about this? Anyway, because she's gone to all these classes and gets paid to write it all down, and it goes in her head, and she's such a good listener for it.
That's pretty cool.
We're just
fantastic.
Learning about them.
Outstanding.
Those are some good jobs.
Yeah.
What kind of jobs do you guys do?
Well,
represent. I work at a little shop called Dollar Grocer. Just going to name drop that right now.
People's Choice Award.
On Commercial Drive. Pretty much, I have the owner is hilarious. His name is Quack. And at first I was hired as cashier, and this is a couple months ago, and I was like, sweet, I have not had a fucking job in forever. Before that, I was a camp counselor, which I love. I talk about it all the time. So I finally was like, sweet, I can make rent money. I have this job. I'm a cashier, which is great because I'm on, like, you know, Six and Commercial or whatever it is, and I run into people I know all the time. I'm being so funny with my anecdotes about what people are purchasing. Sometimes I point out that they're the consumer and I am just like a product. I'm just, you know, this like link in the chain of capitalism, like feeding them, and they laugh and buy it anyways. And then, so I was like, oh, this is so great. And then my boss comes up and he's like, ho, people love you, huh? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, People's Choice Award, right? Like, almost like it's a compliment, like, oh, yeah, People's Choice Award right up on this lady. You work in the back now. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, you slice meat in the back. So now they keep me in the back of the store with the other hunks of meat.
Because you were too personable with the customers?
Yeah,
because
I got real with them. She was a little annoying. I was not.
A little too much.
More than one person said I made their day.
Would they give you tips?
I didn't realize. I was like, oh, what a thankless job. And then I realized there was a tip jar that I never saw that said, send Emily to university.
That was just for Emily.
It was just for Emily, but Emily doesn't work at that goddamn store anymore.
Oh, write
so
your
that's
name
just
on it.
That's just the tip jar.
When you're working behind
is it
the
because
cat,
she went
Emily.
To university?
She was trying to raise money so
but
that she could go
why
to
she
university.
Doesn't work there anymore?
Let's
so.
Say yeah.
Oh.
Let's say yeah.
Way to go,
let's
Emily.
So. Maybe you're somewhere. You take classes somewhere in this big building of UBC.
We are at a university right now.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Oh, well, I'm unemployed at the moment.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. Yeah, fun employed, we like to call it. Yeah, I'm in between jobs, you could say.
My favorite phrase.
Yeah, I'm living off of my tax return at the moment, which is pretty fun.
Nice.
And then I'm going to go away for a little bit, coming back. I'm going to go to one of the islands, not
island
sure which
hopping.
One. Island hopping.
2012, spring break.
Yeah, spring break. It lasts the whole year. And then, yeah, coming back to play shows and stuff, so won't have to worry about rent for a little bit.
And yeah. Smart. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Marita has the coolest the workplace
job. For a long time. That's my goal.
What's Marita's job?
I work as a shelver in the local public library. You can come visit me at Mount Pleasant, say hi, and other branches. It's great. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
That's good.
Is there some good books out?
So many books, guys, and DVDs, and magazines, and, okay, actually
Korean
a really
dramas.
Good CD collection. Don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. Korean dramas. Don't get me started. But, like, go to the library. This is some advice for you. Then go to the young adult section, the teen section.
Absolutely.
No shame. And then go to the CDs and just take all of them out that you can because some of them are really good.
Such as?
Who knows? Probably like Cub. Like probably all the stuff we played today would like Magnet. Yeah. Everything cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get so distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that section.
One time, Sasha and I found the Metalocalypse soundtrack CD at the library at our local public library, and we freaked out for like half an hour. We were really excited because that's some good music.
I think we got in trouble for freaking out so much too.
Yeah.
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 And then they burned that CD.
Yeah.
It's causing so much trouble. Yeah.
We definitely did. We're not gonna.
Not you guys. The library.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I didn't mean burn it like copy it. I meant burn it.
Yeah, we ripped it.
I meant burn it like burn a book. Okay, so we also heard a song by The Oz at your guys' request. Who are The Oz?
Best Friends for
the
Life.
Oz. Yeah, super awesome band.
Dream
we played
Boats.
With them one
oh,
time.
Oh, for sure.
It was biggest crush on everyone.
Oh, for sure. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to laugh anymore.
No, that was just a sigh.
There's some great people we know. There's Davina Shell, just this kick-ass chick.
Skateboarder. She shreds. Yes.
She shreds the gnar, among other things. And, let's look at here.
Marisa, biggest pal crush. Marisa,
yeah.
If you're listening, you rule.
I don't know about that cover, though.
What? No.
Okay, Sarah does
ever since that cover came in, I don't know. Like, I just...
You gotta embrace it.
Really get
if you found it under your pillow, it might be a little...
But when you people open the sleeve thing and
true.
You see Davina playing the guitar and look at Ridley's Dreamboat, it's like that... I can get behind that. Look at
I don't
Sarah's
know.
Cute little
sexy,
picture.
Sexy cartoons kind of weird me out a bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of sexy cartoons.
Some people weirded out. Other people... are fully behind it.
Okay.
Pushing boundaries, the Oz.
Okay. Other people actually have crushes on the sexy cartoon characters.
Oh, no, we didn't say that.
I have individuals in the band.
Yeah.
You seem to have a crush on everyone, so I assume that it transferred
okay.
over to the... No, that's
love
great.
Love is limitless.
That's great. It's great to have such young, enthusiastic energy in the studio here, because it gets pretty old and stale. Anyways, so are those guys queer, or are they just sexy
there's
cartoon?
Some, there's some... This is the
there's some queer
some
in there.
They're
songs
queer.
About girl loving from another girl.
Yeah, most of the love songs on here are brilliant female love songs, like girl and girl love songs that are beautiful and touching.
Female to female love songs.
There you go.
Double women.
Double femme. Double femme.
Double woman 24 LGBT.
And then also they have a song about Spock.
Yeah, and that's queer in a way. I mean, he's another species. He's an alien. And that song rules my heart. So that's even, pushing boundaries, like I said. Holy.
And the Oz are about to go on tour all across Canada. It's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very exciting.
We're stoked.
So speaking of queer and exciting, I hear that you guys have something in the works for the summer.
It's true. What is it, you may be wondering?
What is it? And who, by you, I mean...
Myself. Marita.
Yes.
And Nikki are...
And we brought Nikki back in
here. Organizers. Nikki, bassist in Loose Sights. She's definitely here. She's been talking a little bit.
Yeah.
We're some core organizers in this new exciting project that just got started, and we're so way too stoked. And it's a music festival, basically... And the seed was planted when we realized that so many bands in Vancouver are super rad, and there are a ton of like all girl bands and queer bands rocking out, and like all my favorite current bands are
that we have a list of like 50 bands in Vancouver that we're like so stoked on.
Yeah.
But I guess it kind of came out of the fact that there aren't really like that. I mean, like most cities have kind of like Gillingham or like different things around like female musicians and like celebrating that, and we really want to celebrate it in Vancouver because we feel like there's just so many.
Yeah. And just like I keep imagining the feeling of like getting all of those bands in one room, all those people in one room, and then having all those bands play, and it'll be like ecstasy.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yeah, and also just really empowering. Like I think every time I leave Vancouver and play shows in different cities, I'm shocked at how sexist people can be.
Oh, it's
like, you know, asking if you know how to tune your guitar or something totally crazy. And then just trying to celebrate the fact that in Vancouver we have so much space to do things and like the queer community. And then also I just wanted to say, like, going back to labeling, I don't want to label people by calling them queer. Unfortunately, sometimes you can't really escape doing that, but we really want to make sure that this festival can really highlight people who are maybe marginalized by the male-dominated music scene in Vancouver.
So it's less specifically about queer and more specifically about sort of anti-patriarchal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that we really are pretty lucky in Vancouver because there's a lot of amazing women musicians and a lot of amazing dude musicians that love playing with women
feminists.
And that are feminists and that are very supportive. So I think that's pretty exciting. Do you have any names in the works for your festival?
Today has been like the most stressful day of the world because we gave ourselves a deadline, which we failed at, of 8 p.m. to have, like, we started at like noon and they were like, 8 p.m. is the deadline for the name. And that was maybe a bad idea because now we were like near tears, trying to choose, feeling like it should just come to us.
But this is the issue. There's only four of us right now organizing.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to include so many more people. And I feel like when that happens, we're going to have a name.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the call out right now. Looking for organizers for as yet to be named festival.
Also looking for a name.
And namers. And it's the end of August?
Yeah.
Around then, yes.
Approximately?
Yeah.
And also, anyone who's interested in giving workshops at it, or, you know, we want to have like a zine library, just like deconstructing gender, these types of things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would you call it a feminist festival, or would
definitely.
You
yes.
call
definitely.
It?
Definitely.
Okay. That sounds great. Yeah, I remember a few years ago, some people, I don't really know who, decided to have a lady fest in Vancouver. And it was kind of weird, because it was not any of the bands that I know of were playing, and it was like this other whole other bunch of like lady music makers, and yeah, it kind of went down without much notice, or I don't even really know how it went, but it happened. I saw flyers with all these bands that I'd never heard of, so that was kind of weird, and it was too bad that it slipped by the wayside as far as I'm concerned, or the community that I'm involved in is concerned. So it's very good because I think that we're a good place for it. And I used to go to a lot of festivals, used to go to, you know, Homo Go-Go and Yo-Yo Go-Go and Lady Fest and stuff down in Olympia. And it was pretty much just the funnest thing ever. And you take in like a year's worth of bands from all over the place and just like, you know, meet all these people and really network in a community specific way that you don't get to very often. You know, there's not a lot of like feminist conferences or like, you know, there's not a lot of opportunity to meet those people in person and see what they're doing firsthand. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. I also feel like it seems to be more dominant like along the West Coast, but it hasn't really reached Vancouver, which is unfortunate. And part of this is like getting a lot of bands from the West Coast to come up and play too, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And really difficult.
Yeah.
Definitely. Maybe that's why it's so exciting.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. Well, let's go to some more music here. This is a band called Cover Girl. They are not from the West Coast. They're from a far, far away coast called England. So this is a song called Paris Burns by Cover Girl. Oh, it's just a little buffer. There you go.
Thank you. We'll be right back. little kitties came around and lay their lollies down. I got picked up by this alien in this aeromobile. She gave me a ride filling with a hostage meal. I was 13 and she had 20 on. With front, but someone that taught me well with this brutal intellectual style. 3 months later, I'm this guy in this trouble, and I haven't seen a her for a while. I haven't seen a her for a while. Oh, it was Mr. Baby Ford. Change his little diapers, feed him little calves and little baby Ford. Monsters, creeps and creeps. We hear it from old ladies, from the condominiums. They call on us monsters, creeps, creeps. For every night the medium-sized children came around. Down.